And it's just about 1:30, so we will start this. It is January 14th still, 2022, 1:30 p.m., and we are in the Story County Admin Building starting a budget hearing on FY23 Mental Health Administration. I'm sorry, Budget Work Session, that's not a hearing. Mental Health Administration and Community Services, correct? And in the room, we have myself, Linda Merkin, and Lisa Heddens, County Supervisor, County Auditor, Lucy Martin, Assistant Auditor, Lisa Markley, Carla Webb, Director of Community Services, and on the phone, we have Latifa Faisal, Story County Supervisor, Aaron Reberts from Community Services, Alyssa Wignall and Sandra King with the Board's Office, and Betsy Sturzma, who is with CICS, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anybody, did I miss anybody? Okay, we will start, I had a request to start with the mental health budget, and it's on page 64 of our budget. Do you need a copy, Carla?
Didn't I give you one, Carla?
Mm-hmm. No, but I had mine.
What happened to it? I set it out. Okay, well,
it's Friday, Carla, sorry.
It's okay. Would it be in the street pack over here?
No, well, we can get it out, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we can look at it there, but.
Okay. In just a second, Carla will have a packet in front of her, so she'll.
Good Lord. So I'm sorry. I know I laid it there. I wonder if the sheriff picked
it up thinking it was him.
They may
have it. Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
You can write it in too. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Okay.
So, Carla, if you would, you
want
to just begin and walk us through this?
Yep. I certainly will. And then I will ask Betsy and Lisa to jump in also, because this year certainly is unique for the mental health budget. If you recall, due to Senate File 619, we are shifting all of the CICS funding. It will be shifted from county property tax dollars to all state funding come July 1. And what happened with that also is Fund 10, which is where the mental health budget rests and all of our expenses are paid out of, will no longer exist as of July 1 of 2022. So Lisa did inactivate several of the lines. So revenue, I think, Lisa, you just had re-estimated, right? For revenue on page 64.
Right. So if you'll notice, the general subfund is now where the money's going to be budgeted. And I re-estimated the an amount of 107 to start the fund. What's going to happen is Betsy's going to calculate, is that a good word to put it, Betsy, and send, the region is going to send each county enough to get started for funding.
Yeah, yep. Essentially what we expect to do is during the current fiscal year, so during fiscal year 22, we will look at sending a quarterly payment as a startup fund to each county for the expenditures that they anticipate happening for salaries, benefits, those types of things. So that will come as a quarterly startup fund in fiscal year 22, and then we will have ongoing quarterly payments so that the counties are like cash flowing essentially the regional staff.
So then the 23 budget I put in basically the expenditures for that fund, the $430,000 as a placeholder for what we think we're going to get for the year. The way the rules read, or Senate file reads, is that the county can't supplement it at all. All the funds have to come out of the region. So the first year is basically going to be, here's what we're thinking, and we'll adjust as we go, would be my best scenario.
So, like you'll see on page 65 and 66, it shows all of our current line items as being inactive. We did reestimate for FY22. You'll see that there. And I think I did make a few changes there, like for postage and mailing, which that would be on page 66.
412. Yeah.
Yeah. Drop that down just a little bit. Reestimated that down a little.
Are you saying to reestimate it down further from the 1600?
No.
Oh, okay.
She didn't do that already.
You already did it.
Okay. Yeah. And then communication services also just reestimated that down a little bit from the current. And then same way with workman's comp. So reestimated that down a little. And then Lisa had figured here the disbursement to the region. That'll be something I think that's going to be a little bit tricky because all payment from Story County needs to be sent to the region. I think the state wanted it by June 20th, if I remember right. We're going to have to try and estimate what those expenses are going to be able to figure out what that payment needs to be to the state. And I know that's something Lisa has reached out to the Department of Management on.
I can't believe that's on how those things.
And I can't believe the answer I got from them, which was tough luck, basically.
Yeah. Fund goes away July 3rd.
The fund goes away June 30th. I don't care about anything else. So whatever. Yeah. So any revenues that we take in after we do our best stab at what we're going to have in there has to go to the region somehow, but we can't pay it out of this fund because this fund's done. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And Department of Management and the state auditor and ISAC and who else did I send that to? Oh, DHS, because they're the ones that wrote that rule there. All said basically, too bad. Yeah, absolutely. That was the answer I got. It was, this is the way it is. So I haven't even talked to the treasurer yet about any collections for next year because they're going to blow on me, I'm pretty sure.
So you'll get payments that are to Story County, but you have no place to deposit them.
Well, there's going to be delinquent taxes. There always are. There's always going to be things that carry over into the next fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't expend anything out of there.
Yeah, where we levy from we get paid for it, but then there's no place. Yeah.
Oh. Too bad, Lisa.
And I figure my squeaky wheel, we'll see how that works out for me because I've included the state auditors in all these conversations because they're the ones that are going to be coming and doing the audit and they're the ones that have the ability to say, hey, you can't do this. But I don't know how else you're supposed to do it. So I made sure they're included in all of our...
checks over to CICS?
Huh?
You need to get the money to CICS.
Right.
You just endorse a check over?
Well, not when they're collecting. I'm downstairs to be a tax collector.
It's a consolidated rate. It doesn't come in as a clean. It
doesn't
number.
Come in as a clean, you know.
Well, I mean, we can't be the only ones trying to figure this out, though.
Well, no, but that doesn't change the answer we got, which was tough shit.
Right.
No, I know, but, I mean, other people are getting a similar answer is what I mean. So if the state auditor is going to freak out, they're going to have to freak out on several
90.
Places. Right. I'm not saying that makes it feel any better or makes it better. I'm just...
It doesn't give you an answer. It just gives you misery.
Forgive me.
Just says misery. Yeah. Loves
company.
Company.
Oh, I I was just going to say, so this is Betsy talking. So I appreciate it. We did do a region-wide auditor meeting and budget, like, for everybody in the region to get together. And I appreciated, Lisa, your leadership in that meeting. But, I mean, even from DHS, we heard that they haven't heard from any other regions or any other counties. And I just can't believe people aren't looking at this. I just don't know if the pushback is there yet, because maybe enough people haven't really sat down and, like, and now that everybody's getting into their budgets, maybe more people will be having the same response that we're having, which is, how in the world can we spend all of our money on June 20th when you could still get revenue in on June 29th? So I think that I'm hoping that there will be more pushback as we go forward. I don't know if it'll change anything, but hopefully at least more people will be more vocal.
Isn't there a session about the legislation and how this transition is going to go at the ISAC Spring Conference?
So we do have a joint session between the Community Services Affiliate and the Board of Supervisors
right.
Affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, yeah, I think the intent is to talk about Senate File 619 and these transitions and things.
Yeah, is that before the legislature? When's Spring Conference?
Middle of March.
Legislature still be in session then, Lisa?
I don't know. They're going to be done in 90 days, so...
Hopefully
a little bit.
The day at the Capitol, I think, is the day before the Spring Conference, so.
Yeah. Is there a solution that ISAC could propose to the legislature?
I think they still have the 25% that they'd like to be able to have in fund balance.
Right.
I think that's what they're looking at.
Okay.
To address this, is to have that 25% fund balance.
Okay.
Yeah, the big thing is that the mental health fund goes away, period, end of conversation. And by that going away, that leaves, by them saying it goes away June 30th, it leaves everybody in a bit of a pickle, because you can't just make a fund go away that's been collecting taxes or that collects taxes. You can't just make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
Drop dead date. You have to account for how things fall into it.
Yeah, you could have said, like, you stop collecting except for delinquent taxes or except for, you know, outstanding payments or something, but that wasn't...
But it goes away. You can't spend out of it, and you can't... You have way more faith than I do in the legislative people.
They'll just make it worse.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Exactly.
Sometimes they just need to do what they're told to do.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
They haven't made it better in the last X renditions, so I know what you're saying.
And they're not the ones that are trying to implement what they've done. They said, this is what we're going to do. Well, yeah, but you got to give us some ability to implement it, and I don't feel mm-hmm. like... we got any ability to implement it.
I think even if they did a change date to like July 15th, that way you've got to the end of the...
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
End,
mm-hmm.
end of the calendar, or end of the fiscal year.
That seems simple enough. They wouldn't mess it up.
Sure.
All right. Like I said, like Lisa said, I have more faith in the legislature than everybody else. Okay, but we're not solving it today, so we should let Carla go on.
That's okay. Sorry. I guess stay tuned and hopefully things will get worked through.
Mm-hmm.
So then after you see the disbursement to the region, these are new line items in the general fund. It's a sub-fund, is that correct,
yeah.
Lisa? So that's where we're actually budgeting for staff costs on page 66 at the bottom, and then carries over onto page 67. And then we do have in here a little bit for office supplies, postage and mailing, communication services, equipment rent and maintenance. All other costs really should be paid for out of the regional fiscal account. But we have some services and bills that come to us where we're sharing those expenses with general assistance and veterans affairs, like in office supplies, we share in the shredding cost. So we still need to be able to pay for a third of that cost out of the county. And then what the intent will be as we get the occupancy or the rental agreement worked up between CICS and Story County, we will look to recover those costs, those expenses through that rental reimbursement.
So we had kind of a conversation about occupancy and one of our other budgets, a couple of our other budgets. Mm-hmm. So I believe occupancy would also include like, does that also include like IT, your phones, any lines you need brought in as well?
Yep, that's my understanding. That was mine too.
So.
Yeah.
So Barb had budgeted in her budget $7,200 for potential CICS network connection at $600 a month. The more I think about it, the more I think that should be here in your budget.
Oh.
And then it'll be recouped as part of the
occupancy, the rental.
The occupancy, mm-hmm. Yes. Betsy, you know, what are other counties doing with that? Are they putting them in this budget and then it's part of the reimbursement?
Yeah, I think when it comes to the variance occupancy expenses, I think they vary a lot from county to county. Some of them, I think, will be using the same subfund that the staff costs are in. I think others already have budget or building budgets set up and building funds that they utilize. So they'll probably just continue to use those, is my understanding. So I think it really varies based off of what counties already had set up. So nothing consistent at this point anyway.
Right. I am a proponent of going ahead and putting it in here. It's very clear then that this is the cost of having the separate network or whatever.
Right. And would that be, Lisa, if we, if CICS does branch off and become their own employer of record,
uh-huh.
That's what these charges are?
Yes.
For that separate?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
You have to have your own network is what she's saying, right?
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. We wouldn't be able to remain on the county. Could you say again what that amounts to?
$7,200.
For the year?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I don't think that's a firm number. I think that's she's thinking it's going to, for what she's thinking she needs is $600 a month, but I would not.
Yeah. It's an estimate at this point
in
time. Okay.
She's got that under communication, so I'll put it under communication in yours also.
Okay.
So we'll just add it to the communication and then.
And take it out of that and the IT budget then.
Yeah.
So are there any other questions about this? Latifah, did you have any questions?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you.
Anybody else?
I don't think so. I was just trying to look back. I couldn't recall if we had some other questions as well that came up from our other.
That was the only one I recalled that was actually had a financial impact.
Yeah, and that could be. I couldn't recall.
Right.
Not thinking of it. I know they were talking about the. How VA and community service shared things, but it wasn't
They pretty much budgeted in VA a third. He budgeted a third, and we just said that if something changed, they had to re-split that, then we would adjust it. But what Carla's saying is we're going to go ahead and still do a third, a third, a third. Those will be costs that are associated with her department and build out to the region.
Mm-hmm. It was postage, office supplies, and vehicle, and equipment, rent, and maintenance. It wasn't out of, I don't see anything out of veterans. don't know where else it would have been.
Copier, I think.
Copier.
Equipment and maintenance.
Okay, that's the equipment rent and maintenance. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, should we then, are we done with mental health and we should go on to the community services budget?
Works for me, if everybody else is ready.
Yep.
And Becky, you're welcome to stay on, but I don't know if you need to be.
Yes, this is Betsy. I'm going to go ahead and pop off now.
Okay.
Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you.
Reach
out to me or through Carla.
Thank you, Betsy. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
So page 58 is, I think, where we would start.
Okay, so page 58. For revenue, we do have that line item for miscellaneous, just in case we have something random come in. Doesn't happen too often, but we have it there just in case. Other health fees, this would be any reimbursement that we were to receive for the SSI interim program or any attorney fees for substance abuse commitments. We do have one current client that we're working on the SSI interim program with. And I checked today, this individual has a hearing coming up very soon for their application for disability. So if that is awarded, I would anticipate that we would see reimbursement yet this fiscal year. So I'd like to reestimate FY22. We originally put it to zero, but I'd like to reestimate that to 2,800. And that, again, would be if this individual gets approved and everything works fine for us to collect our reimbursement.
Last time we had a collection, it was $15,300. Well, that's not true. Last time it was $1,350, but the time before it was $15,300 because it goes back like 3 years or something.
For as long as we have that agreement in place. So this individual we just started with last fall, I think last September, so we don't have as long of a collection on it. But
okay.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so I'll reestimate.
So Carla, then that 1,800 for FY23, that's for in addition to the person you're talking about.
Yes.
That might get awarded this year. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Typically, what we've done is budgeted 1,800 in there. In a way, it's kind of like a placeholder, I suppose, if we, you know, have somebody on the program and we look to get reimbursement. But sometimes we have to reestimate that down to zero because we don't have anything that we anticipate receiving.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
You bet.
Okay, that's it for revenue then?
Yep.
Not a big revenue producing department you are.
No, we're not. So on to expenditures. So we've got our staff costs there. And I don't know if this would be the time you would want to talk about it or after we get through the budget. I had provided a letter to visit with the board about the GA director position. Did you guys get that letter?
It didn't come. Did it come with this? I didn't think it came with the budget.
I think it was. I did look back. It was an attachment that Erin had sent in her email.
Do you want to summarize it for us?
Sure.
So we know what we're.
Yeah. So I wanted to visit with you about. So right now my position is 95% CICS and 5% general assistance. And as we move into FY23, with all of CICS's funding coming from the state, what's being indicated to us right now is for any staff that have shared responsibilities, so county and MHDS, we'll need a 28E agreement. So if we move to an employer of record, let's say with Franklin County, and they are essentially then my employer, we would need a 28E agreement between Story County and Franklin County. And then, so Franklin County would pay my salary at 100%, and then Story County would need to reimburse Franklin County for the portion that would be county responsibilities. And throughout that, we need to keep detailed timesheets and time studies, because if we're off and I'm performing more county work than I am CICS work, then there needs to be repayment in that. So there's going to have to be reconciliation throughout the process, is my understanding. If I remain a Story County employee, I think we need the 2080 agreement, I believe, from between Story County and CICS for my staff's split time, and then we'd still need to do the time allocations and time studies, frequent time studies. So my question to the board is, what's your preference? I mean, but per code, I gotta find my letter. I had my letter here. Iowa code does indicate that you have to appoint a general assistance director.
Right.
And so, and we can continue in the same fashion, just knowing that if the splits are off at all, there's going to need to be repayment one way or the other, reconciliation.
Can you see any other options?
So I did propose in my letter, an option could be to consider appointing the community services program coordinator as the GA director. So that would be Aaron presently. An advantage to that. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I think you might be answering my question.
An advantage to that is, in particular, if CICS moves to an employer of record with Franklin County or another entity, then you're keeping that GA director as a Story County employee. Mm-hmm. It is an advantage by doing this and appointing the community services program coordinator. If I remain a Story County employee, I'm still a Story County employee. It's just then that reconciliation.
But the reconciliation, always keeping timesheets, always doing time studies, seems to be a whole lot of work for 5% of somebody's time.
And I can tell you it ebbs and flows. Since we started centralized intake, certainly I am doing a lot more work within general assistance. So I don't know right now that 95-5 split is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
My intent would be to do some time studies again if need be, if we're going to consider having me stay as a GA director. But that is a concern of mine as we go forward, the amount of time that it would take to document and track everything.
That was my question. If moving to appoint Aaron, for example, as director, would that remove the need to do all of the time studies? I mean, just thinking about the amount of time it takes to do a time study, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Right.
Well, it takes away then from the general work that you want to do.
Sure. Yeah, you're needing to make sure you're documenting things.
Have you talked with Alyssa about this at all?
Yeah, I have visited a little bit with Alyssa and Sandra both. It's on their radar, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about job classification, and I don't know the answer.
Right. Alyssa, do you want to speak to that?
Sure. So I've talked a little bit about, you know, adding this and what it would do to that other position. I mean, the fact that we're going to start a comp study here probably within the next a month or two, it would be a beneficial time to, if you're going to make that change, and that seems to be the best thing, to go ahead and get that updated so we can get that to go through with that, so we're not trying to make changes after the fact once we get that done. So, I mean, it does make sense and when you look at all the angles of it. I know at one point it was, there's just a lot of unknowns. And I think it's okay to wait until we know for sure what the region is doing. And I think that's what, I believe that's kind of what Carla had talked about.
What would that do in terms of Aaron's workload? Is that a manageable workload?
Right. So by adding that second GA service coordinator, the intent of that too was to help pull Aaron out so she wasn't having to do so many GA appointments in that she could be there as that backup person.
Mm-hmm.
Workloads ebb and flow as well. So, Aaron, do you want to talk about that? What you think, how you think that would be work for you, the impact of that change?
Sure. I think it's kind of hard to say right now, just because of the position that we're in right now with Jen just starting as the general assistant service coordinator. So it's almost too early to tell. But like Carla said, that's what it should do. It should be that it should put me more on a back burner for doing the GA assistant assistance appointments and that kind of thing. So yeah, I think it's doable once we get things, get out of a less of a transition stage of what we're in right now. So.
An option I will throw out there, and I didn't have it in my letter and was thinking about it just recently, and I wouldn't have a proposal or anything to share, but an option would be if you wanted to avoid the splits, if you wanted, if there were other responsibilities that could get built into a GA director position, and have me shift then instead of going 100% CICS, I stay 100% county. That could be an option. But I don't know what the board's vision would be for something like that. I don't have a proposal or anything. It's just another idea as something else that potentially could be considered if there was interest to look at that at all. So, just put that out there.
I'm not sure I'm understanding exactly what you're talking about. Sounds interesting, but I'm not sure.
Sure.
What you mean?
So if there were other responsibilities or tasks that the board would be interested in our office starting to do or pick up, and instead of my position going to 100% CICS, it stays 100% county and it picks up additional county work.
And CICS would hire somebody to do what you would have been doing with them.
Yeah, or they would need to be able to determine.
Or how they would do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, how would they handle then the tasks that I've been doing for them.
Huh.
So, I'll just put that out there. I mean, I don't know, and I'm not asked, it's just an idea that's come to mind recently.
We need to find additional funding.
Yeah, it would mean additional funding for that mm-hmm. position as well.
And do you have a thought on the tasks? Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's a lot going on in our community right now around shelter needs and that, mm-hmm. housing issues and things, so mm-hmm. I mean, we have the centralized intake part of things, but is there more that's desired or envisioned potentially for our office? I don't know.
I'm just going to throw this out, and maybe I should, but we had been talking about ARPA and how we were going to manage the ARPA contracts and didn't really have a solution yet. That's not a long term, but and I don't know if it's a good idea,
right?
But yeah. I'm just saying if we're thinking about things, that would might be one thing to think about in terms of it.
And I haven't had a conversation with Sandra or Alyssa at all about that either, so okay. I'm catching them off guard too, but it's just something the last few
that's
days.
Always, been that's always about. Good, catch people off guard. You never know what you never know what'll come out of their mouths if you do something like that, see?
Yeah, yeah.
So then CICS would need to hire someone to do the duties that you're doing now, mm-hmm. and then that would... The additional funding, I'm just trying to pin that down. That would mean that Story County would need to send additional funding to CICS. Is that what you were saying, Linda?
No, CICS has the money. They just wouldn't be paying any of Carla's salary with it. We would be instead, she would instead be a full-time county employee, but we would have to find the money to backfill that money that CICS would be retaining to hire another person.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That is an interesting. Is that my wheels turning, Carla?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Carla, you talked about doing, time studies and stuff like that, and I think you and I talked a little bit about it. But I know that they take time and whatever else, but I would be very interested in. What your GA time is, I guess, right now, and that would maybe also help with this decision.
Sure, that's a good point, Erin.
How should we proceed on that?
Pardon?
How should we proceed on that?
I don't know that I'd be ready to make kind of a decision of what you should or shouldn't do on anything like that at this particular time. Mm-hmm. It might be beneficial to do an updated time study just to see what you're currently doing. And I understand because you've come before the board during our board meetings and saying things happen, you know.
I'm sorry, could you speak up a little?
Yes, sorry. I don't think we're looking at position wise right now. Regardless, I said it might be beneficial to at least have a time study so that we have a little bit better understanding kind of the time allocations that are going on. We have had, I mean, Carla has come before the board before and has talked about, you know, the ebb and flows. Some months might be, or even some weeks, they might have the volume of GA assistance required and needs the additional help. And so she may be putting in more time there than some other weeks. So I recognize that, but it's been, I think, a little while since you've mm-hmm. done that. It may be beneficial to have an updated time study to have just a more recent idea of what that looks like.
What if we were to make this decision on how we're going to proceed, what's our deadline? When do we have to have that done by, or do we?
I mean, I don't know if it would be when the
new year starts.
Fiscal. Okay.
I mean, I think that will answer part of your questions because we'll know whether they're going to go to a region, how they're going to handle the regional employment and what they're going to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, as Carla says, you have to appoint somebody. So make that then, you know, between now and then you're making that decision on how that's going to work with time study by Carla or whatever, and what makes the most sense for us. Mm-hmm. You know, financially, I think it's a pain to pay 95 and 5.
Right. Yeah.
That's just, but whatever.
Okay. Well, I guess there's something to think about.
I do have a question. How many of your staff now, and I should know this because we just talked about this like last month at our CICS meeting, how many staff now are 100% CICS and how many are split in your office right now?
So there's four positions that are 100% CICS and then I'm the split position.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So there's five total staff with my position. position being split.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Erin's no CSCS. She's
correct. She's all county.
And Jen's all county.
Yep, Jen and Wendy. And then we're working to fill the administrative assistant position within our office. That's all CICS.
So two staff. So in your office in Jenna, there's seven staff altogether. You're saying two are?
So there's five CICS.
Well, four CICS, and then you're the and split, then, so that makes five.
Yeah.
And then the administrative assistant vacant CICS makes six.
Well, I'm sorry. So I'm counting the vacant position in the five for CICS.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so that's where.
So there's four.
And then there's four. There's Melissa, Erin, Wendy, and Jen are 100% county.
Okay, and so then who are the ones that are CICS?
That would be
Kathy,
Nikki, Tyler, myself, and then the position that we're trying to fill.
Okay, so the open position would be 100% then.
Yep, that open position.
Okay,
is.
Okay. Okay. That helps me just to.
Were there any other questions then? Did we get through? We've taken a couple segues, interesting segues. Did we get through this budget?
We just got started.
It's Friday afternoon.
I will start to do time studies.
Look at you being all peaceful there, Linda.
What?
Let's see where that goes.
I just took a nap.
I said, look at you being all hopeful.
Yeah, I'm just snoozing off here. Okay, let's start out. Let's go.
Okay, so I'll go down to office supplies, if that's okay. And stop me at any point if I skip over something. But down to office supplies, I just wanted to point out, because we reestimated our FY22 at $1,500. And we looked at why that was that we're over there, and we had new monitors. We also, another large expense for us was the public notice last year when we did changes to the general assistance manual. So the public notice posting for the hearing for that was paid out in 22. And then we also purchased pending app notices, and those are a couple hundred bucks. So all in all, it's just, I think that reflects why our costs are up there. Postage and mailing, I think we did bump that up a little bit for this year, but then brought it back down to 400. Again, that's a cost that we share with mental health and VA. Communication services. One thing that we did do just recently, and we'll see how this plays out. We moved a few lines around. Our main line in the past has been paid out of mental health, but really the majority of our phone calls coming in would be GA at this point in time. So Erin and I talked about, so we're changing just this month for the main line to be charged to community services, and then the fax line and our conference room line will be coming out of mental health. So I don't know if that's overall going to make much of a change in the cost for communication services. So we will see there what that does. Equipment, rent, and maintenance. Again, those are shared expenses between mental health and VA. Then we get down to medical care, hospital care, medicines, food and provisions. And those are all placeholders for us there, basically. Rent payments, we are re-estimating for FY22. We're re-estimating that up a little bit. Our budget for 22 is $64,500, and we've bumped that up to $67,200, and then next year put it at $67,000. we definitely are seeing an increase. If you remember through COVID, when that first started and everything, we saw a dramatic drop in our number of applications and in our assistance. And we are rebounding from that, I would say most definitely. So I anticipate this will be where we'll land. One of the things that we did put in here is we are recommending a 2% increase to the general assistance income guidelines, and then also to increase our resource limit from 100 to 120. Our policies allow for adjustments to the income guidelines to be done during the budgeting process. I don't anticipate that that's going to probably have a significant impact on our overall budget there, but would like to ask to be able to do that. Utilities, I'd like to bump up. We had re-estimated that to 2,000. Aaron and I were looking at what we're looking to expend so far, so I would like to re-estimate that at 2,800 right now instead of the 2,000. And then management services, we re-estimated down to 150 there. I'd like to bump that up to 250. We are paying for interpreter services out of this line item, and this is something a little bit new for our office, but when we started with centralized intake, we are seeing the need to access this service. We're doing it through a contract that CICS has with a vendor, Interpreters Unlimited. So I do anticipate if we break off from CICS, that story, we may need to get a service set up for our office for this. And I don't know if the county has anything existing right now or not, but that might is probably going to be something we'll need to look at.
Carla, I think some offices use LanguageLine, so yeah, okay. If you have to do that, or at least they used to use LanguageLine services, I believe the jail.
Yeah. I was thinking the jail must have some.
Yeah, and the county attorney's office. Okay,
right.
Is that the one they still use? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
good to know. Okay. Moving on down then to chemical treatment services. So hospital care and inpatient hospitals, that's a placeholder there for those. For transportation, for FY22, I would like to re-estimate that up to 3,100. We are starting to see more utilization of Central Iowa Juvenile Detention Center. And so just looking at what we've done so far in that, I think we may...
So is 2,000 going to be enough for next year, or do you need to bump that up?
You know, it's hard to know. It depends on the number of committals and things as well. So, I mean, I think it could be maybe if we left it there and kind of see what if we start to have a trend upward and make some changes. I guess that's what I've got then.
Questions, anybody? I have none.
I have none.
I don't have any questions either.
Okay, so a lot of unknowns still, but hopefully somebody will give us the answers and we'll be able to kind of fill in some blanks here, but yeah, I don't know what else to say right now.
That's okay.
I do have a question for you later if you could stay around.
Yeah.
Okay. If I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Then I guess, Latifah, did you have any other questions?
I do not. Thank you.
Okay. We are then done for the day and the week.